All right, we are member-supported radio right here in Laguna Beach. That was new from The Filthy Souls. The song's called Destroy You, and Dave Green from the band, and the whole band is here right now. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
How have you been enjoying Laguna Beach thus far?
I enjoyed it very much. I went down to the beach for a bit, where we all did.
Right.
And driving here, Topher, his car, lost antifreeze. So we had to go and ask for a quote next door to the auto center.
Is that right? You guys didn't like overheat on the side of the 5 freeway,
that's
I hope.
Exactly what we did.
Yeah, we didn't stop though.
It's part of the perils of being an independent band. Now, you guys go way back, but upon arrival to Southern California, it's been really a rocket ship straight to the top, my friend. Kind of. Let's talk about the inception of the band real fast, because people in Los Angeles, it seems like they've really embraced you guys thus far. Have you felt that, like that's the case?
Yeah, for a long time, starting and coming here and playing solo, it was a struggle, but people mm-hmm. seemed to enjoy when I was doing that. But like, definitely the band has been, I think it's, we've just, everyone just seemed to like take to us, and you know, we've had some people say, oh, you guys are locals now and all that. And
right, I was going to introduce you as Los Angeles band The Filthy Souls, but really since the beginning of the band, I mean, this thing was going on in the UK for quite some time, right, before you even relocated.
Yeah 2009 was when I started to record stuff and write music for this project, and that the only reason why I started doing it was because I was in all these other bands and I was playing bass and everyone else was like quitting and wanted to get jobs and all that. And I was like, mm-hmm. I want to do music. So I was like, well, the only way to do it is write my own stuff.
You wanted your job to be music, right?
Yeah.
And what a blessing it is right now to be able to actually do that.
In Laguna Beach.
Right. So
from Wigan, though. Wigan outside of Manchester.
What is there? What's going on there? And is there a thriving musical scene? And is, what is going on out there?
Well, I went back at Christmas. I think it's quite sad, though, because when we were starting out there, it was really good, and everyone was like playing music. There was lots of bands, and they all helped each other out, and everyone was great. And that's how I met Danny, who plays guitar, and because we played in different bands, and we were like, you want to play with us tonight, and we'll play with you, and all that. And but I went back this time at Christmas, and it was dead. Like, the one venue that everyone used to play,
right,
was like some bands, and I'm like, I don't even know you, and they're from out of town and all that.
So is that why you relocated to Southern California? Because it was just a bigger scene and it's just better for music?
Yeah, it was my dad, actually. So we'd had some people contact us on the internet and say, you should get out to LA and mm-hmm. all that. And my dad actually went to watch Elton John. And he said Elton John introduced his band and said, like, this is John from, you know, Sweden, but he lives in Los Angeles. This is Barry from, like, Liverpool, and he lives in Los Angeles and all that. So my dad came back, and he was like, you know what you should do? He's like, why don't you go to Los Angeles and try it there? And,
sure,
you know, you're not going to get anywhere here, you know. You're just going to play the one pub every week. So
right, and how long you been in L.A.?
I've been here for probably 3.5 years, like, consistently, but I have been going home for periods of time.
So the Filthy Souls debut EP came out in 2010, from what I understand, right?
Yeah, that was more of a solo project mm-hmm. than a band. It was under the Filthy Souls, but it was more like me getting what I wanted out there and doing that, which we got some good stuff off.
Do you feel like now it's a more of a collaborative effort between four musicians, or is it the Dave Grohl Foo Fighters thing where everybody else is just trying to fulfill the vision of Dave Grohl? We're all friends here. We can talk about this stuff, right, guys? Again, the Filthy Souls in studio right here on member-supported radio. We are KX93.5. So, more of a collaborative effort now?
I'd like to think so. I'd like to think that in the future.
And you even said that's kind of what you were looking for, rather than just being a solo artist at this point.
Yeah, well, I could have, you know, I could have maybe signed a record deal and been given players who I wanted to, like, you know, you should have him on bass. And I was like, no, I want people I like and friends.
Right.
And that's kind of how we came about, is it just became... I was already friends with Danny, moved in with Topher. I met Mike at a party, and we continued to be friends, and we lived together.
Right.
And then it all came about in, like, I think October of last year, we were just like, you know, we should do this proper. It's good.
Right.
I've got all these songs. Let's go and record them. And then.
And since then, it was a relatively short amount of time before record labels took notice. And were you able to pick and choose what label you wanted to be affiliated with? Were you in that sort of position at the time?
No, we were very lucky because we straight away, like, I got invited to go from another radio DJ, actually. He'd played us in Los Angeles, and he said, tomorrow, you know, like, I'm going to take you to this meeting and bring your guitar and, you know, look cool or whatever.
Mm.
And I went there, and there was Paul Palmer, the head of our label. And he made me sit there, and he made me play for about an hour and a half.
Really, just you?
Yeah.
Wow. Like,
play me a song, play me a song.
Right.
And then, you know, I didn't hear from him for a couple of months, and then he said, book a gig. So I had to scramble around and try and find musicians, which were all different guys from these guys. And he came. I thought it was the worst gig I've ever played in my entire life. He liked it. About, you know, 6 months later, those were friends who just did me a favor so I could showcase for them. Those guys obviously went off to do their own thing, and I was like, well, I need to get a permanent band, and that's why I asked these four to join me and sign the deal and did the record, and here we are.
Right,
today.
And the record is available to the general public right now. It just came out last week with a video for Destroy You, and that's floating around the internet as well.
Yeah.
Also, you're very accessible on social networking, Dave, and if people want to hit you up or find the Filthy Souls online, where could they go, you guys?
You can go to thefilthysouls.com. You can go to Facebook/thefilthysouls. Twitter is also at thefilthysouls. Instagram's at thefilthysouls.
Cool. It took you really no time upon arrival to our Pearl Street studios here. You signed our wall. You Instagrammed it. The picture's already up on your webpage as well. And we appreciate that. We know we realize we do have a lot of new listeners here. Again, thanks for supporting local independent radio. You could be a member of the radio station. You could donate. It's a tax write-off. Go to kx935.com. All the details are there. Non-com is a thing as far as radio, and I don't mind coming on the air and asking people for money because I think it's almost admirable what we're doing for independent artists stuff like that, you know? So if it would be agreeable to you guys, I'd like to rip into this song called Monsters. And then you guys actually agreed to perform kind of acoustically in our studio, right?
If it's all right with Danny.
Yeah, so I'll let you.
All right. Appreciate that, you guys. Yeah. Again, the Filthy Souls right here making waves out of Los Angeles. By the way, I do have more questions for you guys, but do you guys have a VH1 Storytellers type of moment with the song Monsters we're about to play on the air? Is there a story behind it?
Look under your bed.
I guess we'll leave it at that. All right. The song's called Monsters. You heard it first right here on member-supported KX93.5.
She kissed him on her own ear and liked to leave her way out. You just like to know there, smile, promising a lie. Sipping back another jack, she's no longer wrapped so tight. Looking don't this choreographed, you see how she shines in that light. But she never wants to sleep alone, cause she sees monsters. Everybody's got one, cause she sees monsters even in the light of day. Cause she sees monsters, she sees monsters. As it's been nearby, a bunch of vultures circling. Shared a problem solved, and that's how the problem begins. Fill a tank with that it thinks, instead it can feel so rough. I don't know what you think, but maybe you've done, yes you've she never wants to sleep alone. Cause she sees monsters, everybody's got one. Cause she sees monsters, even in the light of day. Cause she sees monsters, she sees monsters. She keeps them all around and likes to leave them way out.
All right, that is The Filthy Souls with Monsters right here on member-supported radio, KX93.5. The band is here. They have agreed to perform for us, which is so super cool. You guys, when you meet people on the street and you tell them what you do for a living, you're a touring musician, actively working, and they ask you what type of music you play, what do you tell them?
Normally just say rock and roll.
Sure. Is that what you say?
Yeah, because, you know, it's hard to describe what you do unless you listen to it.
Right.
It's like saying, hey, what does she look like? You know, if your friend's got a new girlfriend, you say, oh, what's she look like? Well,
right.
She's got brown hair and blue eyes, but...
Sure.
You know?
It's hard, man, to describe music these days, is it not?
Yeah.
With all the genres and subgenres out there. What type of music you guys grew up listening to? Like, what were your folks listening to? What were you guys exposed to as a young age?
For me, it was the Stones, the Beatles, the Who, that kind of stuff. I like soul music a lot, like Topher, I don't know what you listen to.
A lot of everything. My parents, the one band that I remember vividly listening to all the time was Hootie and the Blowfish.
Is that right? I think that's very punk rock for you to actually admit that you used to listen to Hootie, because I absolutely did too.
I still listen to Hootie. Hootie's a great band. That's the one that I remember most. That and Garth Brooks.
So really?
It's like, yeah, it's a lot of different stuff.
Sure. It's cool to be exposed to a lot of different music as a musician, I imagine. This question is for every single one of you guys in the Filthy Souls live in studio right now and on our Pearl Street studios, at our studios. What's one record you can never part with? One record you'll always need the physical copy of, you'll never lend to a friend, or you'll never sell it to Music Trader for pennies on the dollar. What is that record for you guys?
Bitches Brew by Miles Davis.
There you go. Sure. That was the first Miles Davis answer I've ever gotten.
Well, it should be happening more, I think.
Probably so. What about you, Dave?
I'm just thinking. It'd probably have to be Beggar's Banquet, the Rolling Stones.
Cool. Yeah. Have you seen the Stones live before?
No, I was supposed to go the day after. I had tickets booked to go on the 22nd of August, and I flew out here on the 21st of August, which is actually my birthday. I was supposed to go for my birthday, and I was very sad that I didn't get to see Mick shaking his butt.
I had nosebleed seats at Dodger Stadium way up there, and it was still one of the best shows like I've ever been to, really, seeing the Stones even in a huge stadium setting. But same question, you guys. What's one record you can't do without?
Grace by Jeff Buckley.
Cool. And yourself?
Dave Matthews Band, Under the Table and
cool.
Dreaming.
Cool. Believe it or not, I'm going to go see Dave Matthews this weekend at the Gorge in Washington.
I've heard about that show.
Right. I got a sister who's a crazy Dave fan, and they're like deadheads.
So
and
great
Dave
live,
fans,
though.
Right? It's so great live. Anyway, The Filthy Souls in studio right now. I do have more questions, but again, you brought those beautiful Gibson guitars.
Yeah.
How'd you link up with those guys in the first place? Because those guitars are awesome.
Yeah, we made the music video for Destroy You.
Yeah.
And the director who did it, Reg B. Reg A is his brother. Just kidding. Reg B. He introduced us to Gibson, and actually when we turned up to the video shoot, we had like a buffet of guitars, like pick one, whatever you want.
And, wow.
It was quite nice. I know that Mike, you played a Jack Cassidy bass, and Danny picked up like a gold top. I actually played my own.
But did you really?
I already play like Gibson and Epiphone, so.
Sure.
And they've been so nice to us, and they keep letting us use these guitars all the time.
That's
so
awesome, man. Well,
cheers, Gibson.
Right, and hell of an Instagram pic you posted earlier with the studio and the Gibson guitar. So what'd you guys want to play first?
I think we're going to do... We should do Unlucky.
Cool. Again, you guys, thanks so much for making do with the existing microphones we have in studio and just doing a super stripped down version of what you guys would normally do. This is The Filthy Souls live in our Pearl Street studios right here on Member Supported, KX93.5.
I knew my heart was packing. I tried to fool myself. Didn't mean that I was sounding serial monogamous. Because of my habit of never being alone. From bed to bed, I was jumping just in case I miss someone. I can't believe I'm unlucky. You better shop around. You play the game, but play it safe, and then you won't get tied down. I've seen your friends get blinded by stones and golden rats, but now your dad is broken, choking on them lover thoughts. I can't believe I'm unlucky. I can't believe I'm unlucky in love I've been. You said I was guilty for only thinking of me, and you may not be so wrong. A little too ruthless, but honey, the truth is I've never meant to hurt no one. I had the best intentions, made the worst decisions. I've left, I'm moving on. And I kept on looking for that letter or something, but I never meant to hurt no one. I can't believe I'm unlucky. I can't believe I'm unlucky in love I've been. I had the best intention, I made the worst decisions. Maybe my last temptation could be my salvation.
Very cool. I'm the only one clapping because I'm the only one here. Woo. You guys are clapping for yourselves. That's awesome. That is The Filthy Souls live in our Pearl Street studios on Member Supported Radio, KX93.5. That was so freaking awesome. And again, thanks for making do with just our shoddy equipment here in the studio. But when people see you play in Los Angeles, and you guys got a couple upcoming shows around Southern California as well, what can they expect from a full-on live set?
That, but a lot louder, really.
That, but a lot louder, right?
Yeah.
I imagine so. There was an anecdote that you told me off the air that I really want to delve into, because, again, you guys originally from the UK, now it's pretty much, it's like you're a Los Angeles band. Everybody in LA seems to love you. It's gaining steam, and people are definitely talking about you. There is a buzz around this band, The Filthy Souls, right now. First of all, do you have a favorite venue in Los Angeles to play?
It is the Piano Bar.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. Why are people more attentive to music over there?
They've been really good to us. It was like the first place we played.
Mm-hmm.
And the owner or manager, Thomas Ryan Keane, that's his name.
Mm-hmm.
I always call him Thomas, but his name's actually, everyone calls him Ryan, but his real name is Thomas Ryan Keane.
Fair enough.
But anyway, that's my favorite place to play. That's my favorite. I've been enjoying the Roxy recently.
Mm-hmm.
We've been playing there for doing like locals only shows there, and that's been really good.
Cool.
It's packed.
again, the Filthy Souls here on KX93.5. The last record, I mean, the newest record is available to the public right now. It just came out last week. Did you link up with any rad producers for this thing?
Yeah.
And how did that happen? And what was the recording process like? And were you guys ready to go with your songs going into the studio? Or was there a lot of writing on the fly inside the studio?
They were all the demos were made. Like, so they were pretty much worked up over a year and a half period that when we went into Doom.
So you were
easy.
Itching to get in there and go, huh?
Yeah, I just wanted to Doom. And we went to East West Studios and we did it with Mark Needham. Mm-hmm. He's a mixer and he's a producer as well. He's done The Killers, that new band, Imagine Dragons.
Right.
He did Fleetwood Mac. So.
Awesome. Yeah.
Chris Isaac.
Oh, well, you guys should be pretty proud with, the new record because it freaking sounds great. And again, if there's anything you ever want to get the word out as far as the band, promotions, new songs you want to test out on the public, that's why we're here. So you got to keep us in the loop as far as what you guys do in the future if you don't, if you don't mind.
Of course.
We'll exchange business cards or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
I want to talk about you've been in place, your music's been placed in TV and film already. You linked up with rad producers. The record sounds great. You've only been in Los Angeles for a short amount of time. Speaking of TV and film, your music has been featured on a television show. Not just your music, but they were talking about you in the whole freaking episode. How did that come about? And could you please be telling us exactly what I'm talking about?
Well, we were lucky enough that the licensing company, Secret Road, who we were working with, they gave me a phone call one day when I was in England. It was like, oh, by the way, we've just got your song placed. It was actually, I think, like two or three of them in one episode. So how it goes about is, the episode is based around a love interest between the guy and the girl. The TV show is called 10 Things I Hate About You. I don't know if it's still on, but it's from, like a spin-off from the movie. And it's like a love thing, and they connect over the Filthy Souls. Like, that's the episode. Like, oh my God, you like the Filthy Souls? And then they like meet for a kiss, and it turns around, and it's like not the same guy or something.
That's insane, by the way, to be... You know, in a TV episode like that, of course, I don't watch television. but that is pretty cool. And at the end of the episode, they all went to a Filthy Souls show.
Yeah.
And what happened there?
Well, because we didn't have visas to work, and it's like Disney ABC Family, there's a team of lawyers show up, like five of them, and they're all like, oh, you can't be on the radio. I mean, on the show. Like, sorry if you're listening, one of those lawyers, and I'm making fun of you, but that's what you were like to me. And they basically made us write off, like, oh, we can't be on it, but they'll still pay us and all that stuff.
So they featured your music and your logo and everything. They quoted the lyrics in the episode, but when it came down to it, when they actually were able to show the band perform, it was a bunch of stand-in actors.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like these guys that didn't look anything like us.
That's
like,
hilarious.
The guy who was playing me, no offense to you even, man, but he was like small and chunky.
Right.
Not saying I'm the biggest dude in the world, but he was like short and chunky.
Yeah.
And I was like, and he's playing my guitar too, and he's playing it all wrong, and I'm watching him going, stop it.
Right?
Yeah.
Well,
but we made a joke out of it because it was funny, because then we were like, ah, look at your one. I make fun of each other, like, your one's the ugliest one.
Right. That's so cool. I'm sure that lives on the internet, that episode, somewhere. People could find it.
Yeah.
The Filthy Souls live in studio. The new video is out for Destroy You around the internet right now. You could tweet at them. You could Instagram at them. You could find them on Facebook and peep out their new music. The new record just dropped pretty much last week, from what I understand. Can I get another song out of you guys before we kind of wrap it up here?
Yeah.
And is there
a broken hand?
Is there any, what happened? Wait, what?
It's a really bad story.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nothing exciting.
He got angry.
Yeah.
It's all his fault.
Wait, hold on. Are you wearing a cast on that thing?
No, it's just. Yeah, I took it off. It's just got a weird.
It's just very tender.
Evil thing going on.
Did you do that thing where you got super mad and you like punched a wall and broke your knuckles? I did that a long time ago, too.
He did that, but then Paul, from the record label, we told him a different story.
See, so now
he knows. Right. Now he's going to ask me. I know he doesn't believe us. We're like, oh, he just fell over.
It was all his fault, though. I'm blaming him.
Right. Well, we won't have to delve into that. I don't want to get anybody in trouble.
I'm already in trouble. Right. Thank you.
Nobody's listening anyway. Is there anything you guys wanted to say or touch on or speak to the general public who might not be familiar with the music of the Filthy Souls quite yet, you guys?
Yeah. I would like to say hello to my mom and dad. But
where are they right now?
They're in England. I do that every time we do radio or something. I have to say hello because I don't get to see them very often. But
it's very nice.
And something else is go on iTunes and buy the record because it's really good and I like it. So
cool.
There you go.
It's nice to see that you guys are proud of this new product.
Yeah.
Anything else to touch on before we rip into this last song and kind of wrap it up, you guys?
Famous quote from Mike Mezza.
Stay filthy.
Gosh, that is just brilliant stuff.
Yeah. Stay filthy.
Hashtag stay filthy.
There you go. The Filthy Souls live in studio. What are we going to play now?
We're going to do the song, the single, Destroy You.
Cool. And this is an exclusive KX93.5 acoustic version.
Yeah, man. You're the only one who's played Monsters first time on the radio.
Cool.
So
nice.
That was exciting to
me. Nice. And thanks for supporting independent radio, you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you got it. So, the Filthy Souls, whenever you guys are ready.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Pillows around and rising on the down of my walk, going wrong. You can't catch me up. Exploding like a sunrise that'll burn all you got. Run, run, you can't catch me up. She knows she's breaking necks here on a Jackie O'Shea's. Run, run, you can't catch me up. Turning heads, knock them dead, she'll destroy you. Open mouths and awake, she'll destroy you. Turning heads, knock them dead, she'll destroy you. She sets her eyes on you and she'll destroy you. She echoes round the room with it down on my wall. Run, run, can't catch me up. Pulling you in close enough to play with your heart. Run, run, can't catch me up. If this love is gone, just calling all of the shots. Run, run, can't catch me up. Turning heads, knock them dead, she'll destroy you. Open mouths and awake, she'll destroy you. Turning heads, knock them dead, she'll destroy you. She sets her eyes on you and she'll destroy you. She's gonna blow you away, she's gonna blow you away, she's gonna blow you away. Knock 'em dead, she'll destroy you. Open mouths and awake, she'll destroy you. Turning heads, knock 'em dead, she'll destroy you. She sets her eyes on you and she'll destroy you. Turning heads, knock 'em dead, she'll destroy you. Open mouths and awake, she'll destroy you. Turning heads, knock 'em dead, she'll destroy you. She sets her eyes on you and she'll destroy you.
Friggin' awesome. You guys are the best. Come back soon, will ya? And
definitely.
And I guess that's all I got for you. This is the Filthy Souls live in our studio on KX93.5.
KX93.5. Laguna's.